You are listening to The Currents Morning Show. I'm Jill Riley. It is time for another Wellness Wednesday segment. And during this segment, we're just doing some real talk about physical and mental well-being. And this morning, my guest is Sabina Schmid, assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Minnesota Medical School and a licensed psychologist with M Health Fairview. Dr. Schmid, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thinking about, you know, how the holiday season is going to look very different during this global pandemic. And, you know, thinking about how there's a lot of disappointment this year and thinking about those that are isolated during this time. And so I wonder if we could just have a conversation about that very topic, about those who are really facing loneliness as we head into the holiday season.
Yeah. So as a clinician, I would say the first step is to understand the problem well. So I want to take an inventory of my needs and ask myself, what do I really miss? What do I desire the most and cannot have right now? Because they're very different reasons for feeling lonely, of course. Mm-hmm. For example, a woman in her 70s whose children just decided not to visit for the holidays to be safe. Okay, so that's very different from the 35-year-old who just lost his job and misses the social connections but feels some shame about his job loss and doesn't want to reach out to others.
Sure.
So the main thing I would say is to distinguish what is in our control versus what is not in our control, and then work towards accepting the things that we cannot change, like the pandemic itself, our age, the weather, and so on, and make peace with those things, let go, and shift our focus, shift our attention and our energy to the things we can change. So, for example, the 70-year-old mother and grandmother, let's call her Mary, she wants to really feel connected to her family, so that's her focus then. And there's lots that she can do. Somebody told me, for example, that they are going to cook for the family and arrange for a pickup. Or others have been sending notes or a meme, or we can schedule a virtual meal together. The important thing is to shift focus from internal attention to focus on our misery and our situation that is different this year to making it an external focus and initiate contact, you know, be flexible, creative, and focus on what we can do.
Dr. Schmid, it almost sounds like you're talking about allowing some grieving process to happen there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, during the social distancing time and even lockdowns, there is a grieving process that is going on. People have lost things and connections in many different ways. Some have literally lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. Others have lost that ability to socialize, and some have lost their jobs. And there are all kinds of losses that we face. Maybe even, you know, a family reunion that we couldn't attend. And a loss we need to grieve. So it's okay to admit that there are feelings of sadness, maybe even anger, and that there's a grieving process going on. And I think it's not only okay, it's important to practice the grieving and allow yourself to feel these feelings. There's no need and no way to fix those. And yet, at the same time, it's important to not give up on things that are dear to us just because it's been difficult or it is difficult right now. So if there are cultural traditions or faith that heals us or values that we can practice that give us meaning, then let's be creative, possibly come up with new ideas that are COVID compatible and find ways to practice these rituals in a socially distanced, safe way. Or maybe even start a new tradition.
I like the idea of that. You know, it kind of throwing those expectations out the door and starting something new, which can be difficult for people. I mean, even in myself, I'm so used to these traditions that have been kind of tried and true for my own life, but it's the idea of, you know, maybe it's time to try something new. I'm talking with Dr. Sabina Schmid, assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Minnesota Medical School and a licensed psychologist with M Health Fairview. You know, Dr. Schmid, on the topic of loneliness again, you know, I think there's it's important to make a distinction between being alone and being lonely. And I wonder if there are some signs that we can watch for, you know, as we're checking in with our loved ones that, you know, maybe loneliness maybe kind of taking over someone's life, and that, you know, if we could urge them to maybe connect with someone or talk to their doctor, are there some signs that we can look for as friends and family?
Absolutely. I love that you asked that question because there is a difference. It's very natural to feel lonely from time to time, but chronic loneliness or social isolation, so chronic loneliness or social isolation is a distressing experience where you're not getting your social relationship needs met. Yes, during the pandemic, more people feel socially isolated, and this is often on top of already a problem of loneliness in certain populations particularly. And the signs I would look for is a certain way of framing things and also avoidance behavior. Mm. So what we see in chronic loneliness or problematic loneliness are thoughts and beliefs like nobody cares about me, helplessness, I can't do anything about it, or hopelessness even, I will be lonely for the rest of my life. And we see avoidance behavior. We avoid things that make us feel bad. And ironically, with loneliness, this can include contacting other people for fear of feeling worse, just like we might avoid certain movies that make us feel worse because they describe an idyllic, perfect situation. We might actually avoid answering that text message or reaching out to a friend whose children are celebrating the holidays together with grandma, for example. Mm-hmm. It is, again, very important to figure out how to shift that focus from focusing on yourself and ruminating about the things that we cannot change, the things we've lost, or maybe the mistakes we've made, to an external focus, an action focus, a focus on what we can do, and taking small steps, like reach out to one person, and then it builds on that.
Well, I think that's some great advice and great tips for people, you know, heading into this holiday season. You know, we cannot control this global pandemic. You know, we're being advised to, you know, stay within kind of our own household unit at this point. And so, you know, they're the things that we can't change. But I really like how you kind of drive home that point of, okay, what am I in control of and what is my attitude? Well, I'm on the line with Dr. Sabina Schmid, assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Minnesota Medical School and a licensed psychologist with M Health Fairview. And I really appreciate you taking the time to check in on this subject of isolation and loneliness. And I think you've given some great tips. Where is a good place for people to find some more information or just some resources about how to deal with the stress and isolation this holiday season?
I would say, you know, reaching out to the mental health professionals, and the University of Minnesota has, of course, a Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and we have psychiatry clinics. So reach out to a mental health professional, a therapist, a psychiatrist, or even starting with a friend or family member and say that you might need some help.
And it's okay. I mean, more and more people I've found are just more open about talking about some of this stuff, especially this year.
That's one of the good things that is coming from this terrible pandemic. People are really getting in touch with their own needs more. And yeah, I've seen a lot of courage to change things up and to admit that you might need something and to address your needs more directly. I think that it's important overall to not downplay the hardship or be invalidating, but to emphasize the and. So it's not an either or, not either we are in a bad situation or we have a happy holiday season, but we can make room for both and plan the day for time to grieve and also plan for some fun, virtually or otherwise, and sort of use your creativity and flexibility to reclaim the holidays, you know, in a new creative way.
Well, Dr. Schmid, I appreciate your time this morning for Wellness Wednesday. And I think you've given out just some great information and some tips as we head into this holiday season. It's going to look very different during the pandemic, but it can look very different in a positive way as well. So you take care and thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Currents Morning Show.